It's morning at the CGQ Ranch in Callahan, about a half hour northwest of Jacksonville. Fifth-generation Florida farmer Curtis Corrier is driving a motorized cart out to his beehives.
Before we leave, do you want a bee veil to put on or no?
Sure.
After stopping to put on a protective veil...
Okay, and you kind of have it on backwards, but...
We arrive at the bees. They're buzzing around wooden boxes with rows of honeycomb-covered slats.
That particular bee's stinging me.
Oh, no. Does
that
hurt?
Nah.
Corrier makes and sells wildflower honey from about 100 hives that each hold more than 50,000 winged pollinators. He's one of a growing number of hobbyist beekeepers, folks who are helping keep the population of honeybees from shrinking so quickly.
We certainly, absolutely, certainly need more beekeepers, and so this trend has really helped.
Professor Jamie Ellis oversees bee research at the University of Florida. Despite that positive note, Ellis says bees are in trouble, as several factors have killed off 30% of their colonies worldwide over the last decade. And when bees are in trouble, we are too.
They spread pollen from flower to flower, which results in fruit, vegetables, nuts, and berries for us. So when we have these declines in honeybee numbers, clearly it's a significant issue for all of us because bees are so important to our ecosystems and to our own food supply.
He says more than a quarter of the food we eat can be traced back to the efforts of bees. That's why he's been asking for a bigger, better lab at UF.
Part of the reason for this push for this new bee lab is to be able to create the infrastructure necessary to do the type of research that is needed to reduce these colony loss rates.
And not just by his team, but by visiting scientists from around the globe. Back at Curtis Corrier's house, he says he's excited about the possibilities if the State Beekeepers Association can raise the $200,000 needed to build the lab.
The research that's going to be done down in Gainesville is going to benefit all beekeepers, whether they know it or not.
The Florida State Beekeepers Association hopes would-be donors agree and help fill their pot with money. They're about to launch a marketing effort to spread the buzz. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.